Beginning with our good mate, Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858. He's on the line right now. Tristan, good afternoon.
G'day, Jules. How are you going?
Going very well. Kyrgios got through just. Took him five sets, though.
He did. He only just snuck through, and but he's progressed to the next round. So I'm sure it'll be a much trickier, well, not tricky because it was five sets, but he's going to be up a much more credentialed opponent against Krajinovic, and he's $1.30 in that match, $3.55 the Serbian, so that will be a tough encounter. But that game's a couple of days away. We got some really good action tonight, actually, where Andy Murray takes on John Isner. We know the match John Isner played at Wimbledon there years ago.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad because somebody did at the top of the program. We're talking about runners up and second places, and you got a feel for Nicholas Mahut. He played five. You lose the fifth set 70-68. 70-68. And you get the same amount of coin as some bloke who went down love, and love in the same round. It's a strange game.
Exactly right. And he's 3.05 against Andy Murray, who, you know, Andy's had a few injury problems, but obviously very credentialed on that surface. But I don't mind John Isner there at 3.05, or if you think he's going to at least stay tight, 40 flat is the total game score. So what that means is how many total games scored in the match. So if he can get one set off Andy Murray, you'd expect that to go over. Just whether you think he can. The lines are flat four. What that means is if you add up all of the games won by each of the players, and then whichever player has won more, they cover the line. So Andy Murray minus four. If he were to win 6-4, 6-4, 6-4, he wins by six, and you'd cover your minus four bet. So that should be a beauty on tonight. Yeah, it's a really popular betting commodity, particularly on these early round games when you have got a lot of shorties in there where there are some $10, $5 shots. It gives everyone the opportunity to have a wager. And one of those shorties that we're talking about is Tanasi Kokkinakis up against Novak Djokovic. Novak's $1.01.
$1.01.
Yeah, Kokkinakis, $17. Now, the line is in play here. It's 8.5. So you can back Tanasi plus 8.5, which means if he gets beat 6-4, 6-4, 6-3, you'll still get the result there because he only goes down by 7.
So, I like it. He was scratchy round one, Novak. Hey, do you have a market on Novak taking a 10-minute toilet break by any chance, Tristan?
That's a similar price to him winning the
$1.01. Of course, the market's been shaken up. Speaking of Novak, I mean, presumably he's short now with the news that Berrettini's out with COVID.
Yes, yeah. One of our customers had a really sizable bet on Novak a couple of days ago, so he's very happy with himself. Novak's into $1.66 now to win the event. Rafa, $5.80. Then Tsitsipas is $15. Alcaraz at $17.
Wow.
Nick, despite only just getting through that first round match, he's at $22. Andy Murray at 50-1. So, yeah, it's a very firm favourite for Novak. On the ladies' side of the draw, Swiatek, $2.50 favourite. Risque, $6. Obviously, no Serena. She got beat last night. Simona Halep, $10 as well. At Jabeur, $6.50. So, yeah, plenty of action on our screens and radio for Wimbledon. It's very exciting.
It is. It's just looking really lopsided this year, isn't it? Really lopsided. I mean, it's Novak's to lose. Swiatek, I mean, it's a daylight between her and the rest of in the women's game at the moment. Hey, just on Serena, what did she open at, by the way, to win the tournament?
She was a little bit rougher than normal years because, obviously, she probably hasn't been playing as regularly. So just looking at that now, she was around about the $12 mark when she opened. So she was certainly rough to compare to other years.
I mean, that's trading on history, isn't it? I mean, $12.
Yes.
Goodness me.
Yeah, she was 12 at the start of the tournament. She was as high as 34 at some point, but certainly didn't get the result this time around. But we'll see if she comes back.
All right, $1 Novak against the Nasi. Stranger things have happened, as you know. Okay, we've got the first test in Gaul starting in just under an hour's time. It looks like Swepson's going to play in Matt Head and Travis Head as well. Who's favourite in this one?
Yeah, toss has been done. Sri Lanka won the toss and they will bat. So that has caused the market to move significantly. They went from 315 into 275 on the back of winning the toss. Very important toss to win over there in Sri Lanka, obviously. 285 Australia, 285 the draw. All three options very much in play. We can't split them in terms of the betting. So jump on there. You've only got probably about 20 minutes. It looks like there's a little bit of weather around, so it may be delayed a little bit, but make sure you don't miss out on having a wager. We've got 20 minutes till the expected start time. We'll have all of our exotics back up after we've readjusted on the back of the toss, so check all that on the website.
And Paddy Cummins be short price to claim the three wickets to get to 200, Tristan?
Absolutely. He'll be obviously bowling a lot of overs over there, and we'll have the markets back up. The guys are just reassessing them now, but we'll have over and under how many wickets he gets in the first innings. Whether he needs the two innings to get those three wickets, time will tell.
Beautiful. Sounds good. We can find all of that on Top Sport. Thank you, mate. Chat tomorrow.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport, home of the Top Sports Betting Multi. Download the Top Sport app today, and of course, gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.